So yes, or Monday I went to urgent care because I was like, I have a tumor for a fact because I had a headache. I could feel my pulse in like my temples and behind my eyes and in my where my neck meets the back of my head.
Yeah.
And I go into urgent care and I'm like, you guys, I have to skip the line because I'm a creator.
Uh-huh. The creator sent me here directly.
TikTok sent me here. I'm going to do a partnership with you checking out my head. And hashtag
UC partnership. Hashtag urgent care partner.
And they were like, no, actually, you have a tension headache.
How would they know that, though?
Because I described it exactly. And they were like, that we get people like you in here all the time, especially probably because it's L.A., and it's like, if it's behind your eyes and on your neck, think about what you're doing. Your phone is right here and you're looking at it. Okay. It actually hurts my head right now looking at my hand. And it's because I downloaded Candy Crush last week.
Oh, that'll do it. Candy Crush relapses are really tough.
I had to delete it from my phone. How
I'm still relapsing.
How freaking disgusting is that? Like, I downloaded a game and then had to go to the hospital. Hey, Brooke, good morning.
Hi, Connor. Good morning. I think everybody's been, you know, I walked in and we all were kind of talking about how we were kind of exhausted.
I'm not exhausted.
No.
You know, I'm not a violent person.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
But, like, if my thoughts about my landlord were able to escape my brain and, like, someone was able to access those, I would be in such a deep, deep level of locked up. Like supervillain in a Marvel movie locked up.
You actually wouldn't, because I talked to my therapist about this yesterday. And, like, those thoughts are completely natural as long as you're not acting on them.
No,
I'm telling you.
So just to put some perspective behind it, I haven't had hot water in 3.5 weeks. And I have had construction going on under my apartment for 4 months. So the things that I would do to my landlord... Mm-hmm.
You can come use my shower, just 30 minutes each way.
You know, I really like my shower time. I like my shower time.
I could get you your own Aqua Notes for my shower.
Well, here's the deal. I had to wear a robe today because I was waiting so long for my shower to heat up.
Oh, and you never.
And that I when I got out, I was like, oh, I have 2 minutes until I leave. Oh. So I just grabbed my robe and I was like, you know what?
Did it get hot?
No.
No. Okay.
Because I texted him this morning. He's like, it's working. I was like, listen, it's not.
Right.
And
he live on your property?
He lives near me because I see him sometimes.
Got it.
On my runs. And I'm getting really good at being like, I'm on the phone. I'm on a call.
Uh-huh.
I'm on a phone call. And you don't want to see your landlord in person.
Right.
Ever.
I totally get that.
Do you like your landlord?
Yeah, she's really, really nice. Really, really nice, actually. But I'm thinking of moving.
I'm moving too.
I am moving, I think. I live alone, and I think I can't decide if I want a roommate or not. I think it would be good in the sense that I would be less lonely. I'm not necessarily lonely, but, like, on the moments I am lonely or sad, I think it'd be nice to, like, have it just, like, sit on the couch with someone, you know, instead of just, like, sitting in my bed. But I also just, like, know myself, and I could find a way to get annoyed by literally, like, one single footstep.
My best friend that I moved in with my last year of school, he was my best friend. Mm-hmm. We moved in together. By the end, I was like, if I heard his footsteps, I was like, viscerally, yeah, like, I want to kill you.
I know. It is nerve-wracking. But I also don't want to leave. Oh, God, this keeps getting stuck
in
my
hair.
It really hurts.
You got your goops.
I have this beautiful feature of my apartment that I don't want to leave. You know, my brick wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was a big selling point for you.
I know. I had moved into my apartment specifically because it had this beautiful, like, gray exposed brick in the kitchen. And I was like, I will do whatever it takes to get this apartment. And I emailed the landlord, like, every single day. And I was like, please, I will do anything, like, anything you ask. I'll do it. And yeah. I got the apartment after I did, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing. I didn't do anything. But I would have. For this brick wall, because I care so deeply about the brick wall. And then I moved in.
You're that guy from, what was that festival? Firefest.
And what'd he do?
He sucked someone's balls and dick.
For fun or
no,
for
I can't remember.
For a brick wall?
No, it wasn't his landlord. What did he do that about?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I wasn't either. You know, we actually have like a lot of friends that were there.
What is it?
The Fyre Festival?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, my. So that there's a whole documentary on it. It's some guy, Brian something, and then Ja Rule, which is like an old rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Fyre Festival was a fraudulent luxury music festival founded by Billy McFarland and rapper Ja Rule. Okay, basically, like, these guys, like, set up this whole festival and got, like, Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid
wow.
to do these just, like, orange posts in Instagram feeds to promote. And so everybody bought all these tickets, and it was supposed to be on this island in the Bahamas. And uh-huh. It was like a 3-day festival. They never, I don't know if they released the lineup or what, but it was all driven by social media, and it was in 2017. They have a documentary that time.
Wow.
And like everybody
Anacon.
Flew out, and they were not set up at all. Yeah.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah. So
someone sucked someone's dick to get into Firefest?
No, to fix the whole thing. They lost so much money. This guy, Billy McFarland, like went to jail forever. Major Lazer, Blink 182, Disclosure. I mean, it's not even like a good line. Like, I feel like I wouldn't buy tickets.
Right.
Like, if this was Coachella,
so
I'd be like, okay,
happen?
I'm not going to go to Coachella. Good music. I don't even know what that is. Major Lazer, Blink 182, Disclosure, Ray Shremmer, Migos, Lil Yachty. Yeah, that's all I know.
Huh. It didn't happen?
So they got there and like all the artists started to like get a sense that like, oh wait, this is like not put together. Uh-huh. I'm backing out. So like Blink 182, I'm pretty sure backed out. And then people on the island were already there. And like, think about just-
They went for-
Just average Joe
right.
taking off work and
right.
flying in. You had to fly to Florida or something and then take a little plane, like private plane to this island. Get out there. There's no shelter. There's no food. The famous picture of the
right.
food in the- It was a piece of bread, cheese- And a piece of bologna. It's what
wow.
I ate when I was in jail.
Wow.
And I couldn't even eat it when I was in jail, and I was so hungry.
Uh-huh.
And they were eating this, and this is what they paid their whole ticket to.
Wow.
And so basically, it like fell apart, and people were rioting, and they're like, what do? We can't even get off this island. There's like a bunch of normal people that like are on Instagram.
Cool.
Yeah.
Crazy story.
That's the food that was being served. It was like, yeah,
it's
like
just
a little.
Pizza.
No, not the pizza.
Oh. Wow.
The thing on the
yeah,
right.
that is tough.
Okay,
anyway,
wait,
I don't
want to
leave
about?
My
you
apartment
yeah,
because
yeah.
of my brick wall.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I had like prayed for this apartment with this brick wall. Move in. It's
wallpaper.
It's wallpaper. Yeah.
yeah. You're not going to see much exposed brick
no,
in Hollywood.
No, it turns out you're not.
Yeah.
And you had known it was wallpaper, right?
Yeah, I didn't
say you came because you came to see it with me.
Well, there's a big break in the wall.
Right.
In the
I
wall
thought that was
paper
the structural foundation of the apartment wall.
You don't see too much inside brick. That has a clean break
mm-hmm.
with about like a centimeter of
mm-hmm.
plastered
mm-hmm.
drywall behind
mm-hmm.
it. You don't see that very
I know,
often.
I know, but I will miss that wall if I move.
Yeah, special wall.
Such a special wall to me.
I do like my apartment, but too many things have happened in that apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel safe there anymore.
Yeah.
You know, a homeless guy threatened to kill me like last week. I had to call the cops.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to call the cops on
right.
you, but like, you say you want to kill me once, I can deal with that. A lot of people said that to me once. Twice,
yeah.
it's like, and then twice with eye contact, I want to kill you. I want to kill you. It's
right.
like,
I believe
my hands,
you.
My hands are tied. my hands
I
are tied. I gotta call
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
you gotta. Unfortunately,
yeah,
you gotta go.
I like that you were
one,
taking care of yourself.
One time, you say you're gonna kill me. I want to come in and have a drink,
mm-hmm.
and we'll talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Second time, eye contact. I gotta put
I
me
hear
first.
You.
I gotta
hear
put
you.
Me first.
I hear you. I hear you. I and
yeah.
I think I would have done the same thing. Oh, we wanted to try something new with your body today. Just like kind of experimenting.
Yeah.
With your, you know, new things. Try new things.
I'll try anything once.
I know you will. But we made it. Do you want to talk about the TikTok that we made on your?
Yeah. I heard this audio and people have been doing this with dogs. We'll play the audio right now and you'll get a gist of what this video is if you're watching or if you're listening.
Okay, he's like a 10, but his eyebrows are just like little dots on his head.
So people have been doing this trend
right.
with their huskies and stuff, but I was like, oh, me and this husky have the exact same eyebrows. So Brooke and I did that video.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, you should draw them on. And I just want everybody to know, just a preface this, Brooke brought some makeup pens and stuff. If you're watching
tools.
On YouTube, you can see it. But if you're listening, I would suggest probably hopping on so you can see why it doesn't work for me. Like, I've come to terms with my body. I don't need, like, by the way, my thyroids are fine.
Preface
thank
me.
You. Thank you so much, all pre-med people. I don't have a face for eyebrows. You know, a lot of people have a great face for eyebrows. I don't have it. I look like an alien. So.
I mean, you rock what you have. Because it's not about the motion of the ocean. It's about the size of the ship.
And that being said, watch this.
No, it's the other way around.
No, it's not about the size of the ship. It's
about not about the size of the ship.
It's about the motion of the ocean.
It's about the motion of the ocean.
And like, huh?
Yeah, but I don't have the like right implements today because I don't.
Can you comment on this?
Yeah, I mean, you've got great motion in the ocean. You know that. But I don't fill in my eyebrows because they're pretty bushy. But I do have what I can offer you today is this Glossier Boy Brow, which is an amazing product.
I'm a boy. Yeah. I got a brow that needs work.
And it's more so like, there is a bit of color, but it's more so a shaping tool. Like it kind of like puts them up. And this is eyeliner, which is not, like you don't use this to fill in your brows. That's but we are going to today.
We're going to do it.
But I'm going to kind of go light on that.
All right.
Okay. I think I should do this first. Can you hold that?
Yeah, dive right in. I'll actually just kind of hold your mic for you.
Okay. And so what I'm doing right now is uncapping the eyeliner, and I'm going to go in kind of like an upward like.
You want me to turn my hat around or something? Would that make it easier lighting wise? No, and look at my hair. I couldn't dip my head in the cold chair.
So this is what's going to happen here is this is actually blue, and I hope you don't mind.
Why is
so
it
I'm
blue?
I'm kind of just, I don't know. I didn't make it. But
why'd you pick the blue one?
It's Killer Sapphire. Wow, they really kind of do stop.
They go up.
Yeah, right up here.
And I know a lot of people are like, you got a shitty thyroid.
Again, just like...
I actually have a pretty healthy thyroid.
I probably don't.
I take care of my body, believe it or not.
Okay, and so those are kind of drawn in. That's what I was doing, drawing them in with the Killer Sapphire. And now we're going to go in with the Boy Brow.
Is it look okay? You're kind of you're not really giving me...
Oh, yeah, you look great.
Me or the people very much facial.
Oh, you're going to like this.
You're going to like the way you look.
You're going to like...
It doesn't feel correct. Like
no, this is right.
The path that you're taking along my eyebrow feels wrong and going out really far.
This is right.
You know, it's funny. I've always said this.
Just kind of going in an upward motion, directing. You're going to really like what I've done with the boy brow.
I've always said that eyebrow trends follow the same trends as the housing market. And if you are familiar at all, the housing market is about to crash.
Okay.
Which means that we have this really big market right now, and a lot of people have these really big boy brows. And what you're going to see is a lot of people are going to start shaving their brows.
I think I did a good job.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, those are eyebrows.
Okay.
At the end of the day.
Can I see what?
Yeah. I think the Killer Sapphire added an element that we weren't expecting. But other than that, what you would look like with eyebrows, genuinely.
I look. I don't really like. Hang on, let me get another look at this.
You're right. It just like doesn't necessarily like you. Just like aren't a very hairy person.
No, that comes from my father.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, need to shave my leg 3 times a day.
This looks bad.
I think it looks different because you're not used to it. But I do think that's what you would look like with eyebrows.
Can I shave your eyebrows next week?
No.
Is there any reason? You just don't want to try
you
new things?
You could bleach them.
Okay, I'll bleach them
on here. Yeah, you can bleach my eyebrows. Bleach one of my eyebrows.
So everyone can see, this is what I look like with eyebrows. Now we know that we can leave this topic alone, right? I'm good with.
Right.
I'm happy with what I have.
Right.
I'm not necessarily, like I don't need to be humbled. This is pretty humbling for me. What? This is like, I'm good. I feel good.
Yeah, I feel good about.
This is the one thing on my body that I'm like, I feel fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's growing on me a lot. Like I kind of like it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, thanks. No, like you look good.
Wow. Anyways, can we take a quick break for me to wash this off? Because I actually feel just not myself, and I don't know if
really.
I
don't think you could go.
I don't think I could go on.
Yeah.
Do you guys care?
I could wipe it off.
Can I quickly run to the restroom? I know somehow
it's kind of water. The thing I didn't tell you about Killer Sapphire Total Control 36-hour waterproof eyeliner.
Total Control 36-hour waterproof, right.
That is what I failed to mention about Killer Sapphire. But go give it a try.
Okay.
I'll be here.
I'll be back in a second.
Okay. Let me see ya.
Killer Sapphire,
yeah.
Killer Sapphire was no match for Dawn dish soap. Dawn's out here washing everything except dishes. I don't need to see a duck covered in oil. Wash the dish. Bless you.
Ooh, so I thought I was going to sneeze, but I didn't. I know. That's what happened there.
You're ever going to sneeze.
Look at the light. Totally. Look at the light. Totally. Totally.
Really quick, how was your weekend? I like that we always get into the weekend like halfway through.
Yeah. My weekend, you know, really took it easy this weekend. I'm rebranding fully, by the way. In the sense that I'm changing my entire personality. I'm going to be very reserved, I'm going to be a very positive person. I'm not going to say anything negative about anyone ever again.
That being said.
No, I really am not. I did try. Like, there are some weekends I try and I'm like, I'm not going to say anything negative all day. I end up just completely nonverbal all day. But I really am just like never saying a negative word about anyone again. Because I ran into someone this weekend who I had previously spoken really negatively about on this podcast. And it was in response to, you know, there was some Kim Kardashian drama. And this person, I'm not even going to say her name because I would never speak negatively about anyone. I spoke, I spoke really negatively about her. And then I walked into a small little gathering this weekend, first person I see. So that was hard. And I think I was giving myself too much credit thinking that she had seen the podcast, because I don't think she has, because she's a pretty big name. But I did take the fedora off of someone's head and put the fedora on my own head and kind of cover as a disguise mechanism for the whole night. And we had no words.
Changed.
But it is like a bad feeling if you talk. Like, it's just, like, not worth it to put yourself in a position where you feel uncomfortable around certain people because you've said something.
Yeah.
So I'm just not going to do that anymore.
I have so much Dawn dish up in my
eyes. Oh, shoot.
So if it looks like I'm
crying,
tearing up.
Yeah.
I can't get it out.
Yeah. So that happened to me this weekend. Another part of my rebrand is I'm going to invent an app.
Good.
Yeah. Because woman in tech. And such, etc. But basically this app, I also don't drink anymore. That's another part of my rebrand. Just full stripping myself down of everything starting from the top.
Nice.
I'll drink wine, you know, but not really. Wine.
A couple glasses and
maybe a seltzer.
Like a shot or seltzer.
Not going to do any liquor. But what the app will do, and this is binding in the state of California, is the app is going to hook up to your body somehow. Via technology.
Neuralink.
Yeah. And it will register when your body is at a certain blood alcohol level that you could be considered tipsy. And so once that is registered, the app will go into effect and you enter keywords that you should not be saying. Like any word that you would not want to say while you're drunk, like any topic you wouldn't want to bring up, whatever, any word, and your phone will shock you when any of those words come out of your mouth. And the shock level could be, you could edit the intensity of the shock. So you could even, there's an attachment to the app in my mind, more of like an ankle monitor that would deliver more of a severe shock, which I would opt for in my app. Where any of those choice words that I've entered into the program come out of my mouth.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. Do you like it?
I do like it.
Yeah. Would you get it? Would you get it?
I would dabble, yeah.
Like, for example, if I would... Once my blood alcohol level is a certain point,
yeah.
I would enter in maybe like Nathan Fielder, Matthew Ray Gubler. I would put those into the app and I would get shocked severely anytime those came out of my mouth.
I'm so like unaware of what's going to embarrass me night to night that I wouldn't even know what to plug in as my keywords.
I would probably put in every word in the dictionary at a certain, that would go into effect at a certain blood alcohol level, any word. I shouldn't
and
be
then
able
it would
to
be,
open
it
mouth.
Would be shocking you and you would just be dancing.
Yeah.
Which would be kind of a cool feature, too.
Dancing in my
At
ankle
first,
monitor.
What you were describing was just a breathalyzer.
No. Oh, it's not
but
that.
But, like, instead of shocking you, you could just go home when you get to that level.
Well, I want to have fun with my friends. I just should not be able to open my mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the shock will help me do
yeah.
that.
Maybe you should get your vocal cords removed.
Maybe there's a feature. Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
A feature of the app that sends a signal to your vocal cords and burns them.
They should make it to where it switches your voice or your language to like something else that Portuguese. So you could be like Nathan Fielder, and everyone's like, okay.
That's totally. An even better idea.
Yeah, just so you can talk freely.
Just people wouldn't understand.
And you would just be like an enthusiastic foreigner.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Whoa. Yeah. This is why we've worked so well.
Yeah, there's something. There's something here. Yeah. You know, on the other side of things, I said this weekend to somebody, I was like, because I went to Lake Tahoe after the podcast. And speaking of foreigners, we have such a huge international base now. So I'll kind of give some context. Lake Tahoe is like a body of water that's smaller than I guess you guys have lakes probably. Globally, there's lakes. So I don't really have to explain what lake is. It's just a lake. We went out there. But I was out there and we were taking it so easy. We were just swimming.
Mm-hmm. Love,
and listening to music and like... Everyone, we were all still kind of like online, you know, like we were like everyone was working still until Friday afternoon. So kind of like ass in the water, mm-hmm. toes in the sand, not a worry in the world. We're still on Slack with not even really drinking, but it was a blast. And we surfed a little bit and we hiked a lot. But I said one time, I said, this is really nice. Like I want to go somewhere where like this. Where I actually have no access to alcohol, and it's mm-hmm. just about like reconnecting with my body and getting my head right. And my friend goes, "That's rehab."
Mm-hmm. I think we've had this exact conversation before, where I said I wanted to go to a camp, then they'll take my phone.
That's gonna go ahead and that's either a Christian camp, a cult, or rehab, And
like I think either
those three are kind of have a lot of overlap.
Yeah,
if you were looking at a Venn diagram.
Yeah. I want to do something like that. Or I want to go to a Dodgers game. Just like something kind of like wholesome.
You know, I told this story before, but when I went to that John Mulaney show.
Oh, yeah. When you chewed
with
your way
through
that.
Caucasian James, they give you that magnetic case that is mm-hmm. that is actually, it's neoprene. It's it's Navy SEAL level protection for your phone so that you don't film. I chewed with my sharp tooth.
Right.
The one that I can open a beer can with, anything. Chewed my way through this Navy SEAL neoprene bag to mm-hmm. get my phone out to check to see what my friends are doing. Mm-hmm. Sick in the head.
Sick in the head.
Sick in the head.
Yeah.
But there's a lot to be said about that.
Well, that sounds really fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. And I got back on Sunday night and Monday. I had to come back Sunday because I got like a random email on Saturday evening. I'm so glad I checked my phone because I usually don't on like Saturday
mm-hmm.
night. Wait, I want to rewind to Saturday night. So we took it really easy, and then Saturday we had like a big blow because it was one of our friends' birthdays. And Tahoe, the way it works is half of it's on the California side, half of it's on Nevada side. But the gambling laws are different on the Nevada side. So where we stay is like on the Nevada side, and you go down 10 minutes away, and there's casinos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like little tiny Vegas, and it's really fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of people flying in for it. And we went, and we had like a big blowout, and our friend Hunter was there. You know Hunter.
Of course.
And we went to Dueling Pianos on Saturday night, and they play all the hits. They're playing Billy Joel. They're playing ABBA. They're playing... It was so much fun. We actually met a lot of BNC people at this at this little Dueling Pianos bar. It was such a blast. I was laughing so hard. There's no rules here. We're all on stage. We're jumping off. We're dancing, whatever. Hunter Bell, our friend, is like 6'4".
Really?
Yeah.
He's that tall.
Yeah, he's like just like this big football guy, and... He the whole weekend he's been doing this like dirty dancing. Someone runs mm-hmm. and holds them up,
mm-hmm.
and our friend Isaac.
I'd love to do that with him one day, Hunter, if you're listening.
Yeah, they're playing one of those songs. I can't remember the song, but our friend Isaac runs up and does it and at this bar, and he's in front by the Dueling Pianos, jumps, leaps. He has him up in the air, but then overshot it and dropped him this way. Broke his collarbone.
Oh my God, that's so bad.
Broke his collarbone.
That really hurts.
Yeah, and I was like, do you want a drink? And he's like, drenched in sweat. Like, I can't. Actually, okay, I will. And I was like, oh, dude. You should go to the ER. Like, go get it checked out. Because I was like, she's in pain, whatever. Uh-huh. Broken collarbone.
That's so scary. At the party I was at with the girl that I had spoken really badly about, someone fell off the roof.
And broke how many ribs?
10. And I didn't know you even had that many ribs. I thought you had 2 ribs.
No, there's 2 sides of the rib
cage. I know. I thought they were all one rib.
1, 2. No, because think about when you order ribs and you eat ribs.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
You get.
I imagined my surprise when they said he broke 10 ribs. 24 ribs. Isn't that insane?
Huh.
You learn something new every day, but I saw him fall off the roof.
We don't have any good barbecue in LA. And, sorry, 24 ribs. He fell off the roof.
Yeah, he fell off the roof. I feel horrible for him. But I think
ribs are easy to break.
Yeah,
They're easy to heal.
Totally. And they're easy to heal. Yeah. Great.
I came back Sunday night, because I interviewed Young Gravy. If anyone's familiar with Young Gravy, you are, because he's not only a great musician, but he is like Doja Cat, Jack Harlow level, like internet.
I think he sang that song that I love.
Which one?
It's hard for me to say right now. Yeah. What's his big song?
He samples a lot of old music. So he has like, right now it's this one that's it's Betty, but it's the most famous.
Welcome to Chili's.
Oh yeah,
I love that song.
Betty's really big right now because it just came out and they're like it's blowing up on TikTok.
Oh, I've got to listen.
And it's like, ooh, gravy, you're so vicious, you're so delicious, and everyone's using that part.
Oh, okay.
Anyways. He was so cool.
I bet.
He's 6'8".
That's tall. To me, anyone above like 5'7" is the same height.
He's 6'8", and he looks like if I was trying to get into a movie theater with like one of my other buddies that's my height, like it's just so embarrassing. I was like, I really got to get back to back with you, if you don't mind. And this is an interview about his music.
Mm-hmm.
I botched the shit out of it.
No, you didn't.
Middle of the, guess
what? No, you said you felt good about it.
But I didn't realize I was supposed to be asking about his music. Obviously, I'm on SiriusXM/Pandora. I should be asking about his music. I was like, can I stop you right there? We'll get back to your new album. Do you know the Calm app? Because you have a good voice. You could probably do it. And then we did like a 30-second meditation.
Well, I'm sure that's what people want to hear.
I don't know. He does have a very soothing, soothing voice. I wish we could play it on here, but it's good. But anyways, That'll go live next week. I think it'll be fun to
From it. Please do. I'm really excited.
Stop showing my upper thighs.
Good.
Hopefully it'll help with engagement.
Hopefully the viewings.
By the way, oh my God, wait. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
The Large Penis Support Group has found the podcast, by the way.
Hell yes.
What are they
saying?
Yeah, they've got screenshots.
Screenshots of you.
Of me.
Oh, can we pull it up or no?
No, please.
Could I privately pull it up?
Yeah, they... Okay.
I just Google Large Penis Support Group Connor Woodburn?
LPSG. Someone sent it to me this weekend.
Okay.
They've found that, and this is for all of our team here as well. The angle at which we're filming the podcast is very not conducive for me not wearing underwear. So that is why today is brought to you by Bombas. I'll be wearing underwear that doesn't feel like underwear to move forward.
I'm only seeing... it's not something I need to be seeing right now, but... It's not you. Connor would be...
It's like very... It's new. It was like 24 hours ago, and it's like screenshots from this podcast.
Damn.
Which is why
I'm just seeing your old stuff.
You got to go to page 2.
Okay, going to page 2. Oh! That's good.
That's crazy. That's the...
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you if you want to start wearing underwear or not.
I guess I could make a change.
Wow, you were really tan last summer. This is a good one.
Which one is it? We can't we can't be talking about Large Penis Support Group on here.
This one.
Oh, that was
the Butterfinger ad you did.
That did so well. I was a different...
Yeah, you were wearing tiny little shorts.
I was a different man back then.
Well,
anyways, speaking of Large Penis Support Group, I don't remember how we got there, but
it was about engagement and views.
Oh,
and then
I guess we're getting quite a few engagement views. To whoever is watching that is buddies with Dumois, thanks for setting us up with Dumois. We are back on Dumois, back-to-back week.
This is my first time on Dumois.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're first-name basis on Dumois now.
Yeah.
Anyways, Dumois, if you're not familiar, yeah. is like a gossip support. We talked about it when the Amy Poehler thing happened with me in New York.
Right.
They do like gossip and
celebrity. Modern day Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Basically.
Gossip news, whatever. Someone submitted the Delaney story with.
Basically, last week we had Delaney Rowe on, and she was telling the story about how she was in a car with an unnamed A-lister. We have exclusive. We know the name, but you guys don't. And she, this A-lister is in musical movies, and she played one of their songs, and he did not react to it well, and she was mortified. So someone submitted that story to Dumois and was basically like, who is this person that Delaney and Brooke and Connor were in a car with? And then Dumois said, and they had suggested that it was maybe Hugh Jackman.
Or
and then
Dumois, Adam Devine,
or
Adam Bradley
Devine,
Cooper.
Or Bradley Cooper, etc. And Dumois said, do you think they would be in a car with Hugh Jackman or Bradley Cooper? No offense to them. First of all, no offense taken at all.
No, we wouldn't.
Happy to be featured on your site. Secondly, I think you've misunderstood the story, Dumois, because no one said me and Connor were in the car.
By the way, there was an update to this one.
There's been three follow-ups. I just got, while you were in the bathroom, I saw there was another one.
Can I see the updates?
Yeah, let me see.
I mean, I'm not offended by this at all. I also posted on my story yesterday, any A-listers want to go ride with me somewhere so we could just like put an end to this story? No, they don't. So
yeah, it's just people speculating on Dumois who it was, and they haven't gotten it right, by the way. Ooh. And that's all I can say.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. Should I say, can I say who it's not? Don't even say a word.
Nah.
Okay.
Let's like let this die.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, that's pretty cool to be on Dumois.
Yeah, it just like no offense. To you.
Yeah, we saw that.
You got the story kind of wrong. No offense.
Yeah, I think we just let this one go because I don't want to get Delaney in any trouble. But yeah, that's it. And then you wanted.
You're not going to get in trouble. She didn't do anything wrong.
She didn't do anything wrong.
No, I stand by that. Sorry, I'm chewing. So I'm.
That was really cool.
Out
of you.
Respect for you taking
really cool
the mic away from my.
That was really cool. Thank you.
No, Delaney did nothing wrong.
Well, this next story is yours to run with because it's been happening for 2 years. I haven't cared at all. So I think you're telling me about it. This is about Funny Girl, by the way. Funny Girl, and I'll give you all I know, and I don't know that much, but Funny Girl was
followed.
Beanie Feldstein, mm-hmm. and then apparently there was a big upset because it was supposed to be Lea Michele because she's a better fit, and then there's, I don't know, that's all I know.
So I honestly don't know much either. No one really knows a lot. Everything that's assumed about the situation is mostly just kind of conjecture.
Excuse me.
But basically, the Funny Girl revival was a big deal because no one has revived Funny Girl since it was, you know, Barbara Streisand.
I don't
Do you know who Barbara Streisand is?
Yeah. Barbara Streisand.
Just like the biggest powerhouse in the... No. Yeah. Okay. That's tough to hear. Yeah.
Barbara
but she's just like...
have you heard that song?
Yeah, by Duck Sauce. They'd covered that in Glee. Mm. Mm-hmm. But Barbara Streisand is just like the best that you could possibly get. And Lea Michele basically spent 6 years on Glee cosplaying as Barbara Streisand in Funny Girl. That was basically like her 5-year-long audition. So when it came out that they were reviving Funny Girl, it was like, oh, okay, can't wait to see Lea Michele in it. Like, that's kind of a given. So everyone was kind of shocked when it was Beanie because she's not known for having a big, like, powerhouse kind of range, you know?
Who's Beanie Feldstein?
Beanie Feldstein
to?
Is Jonah Hill's
Jonah Hill.
Younger sister.
That's
what
so
have we
random.
Got going on this screen? Sorry. You know.
Just Beanie Feldstein. Like a goodbye.
Oh, okay. So then it wasn't Lea Michele because this was also, I think, the casting was going on while she was canceled for just, like, being impossible to work with, apparently. And just, like, people were like, she's just like a horrible person. So then she kind of went radio silent for a bit, turned off all Instagram comments, whatever. Beanie was cast, and just the reviews were just not kind to her at all for Beanie. They were just like, she like should not be in this role. She doesn't have the voice, whatever. And she also has been like calling out a lot, just like due to various illnesses and things, etc., which I feel so bad for her because I'm sure she's under so much stress just with all the reviews and just everything happening that like her body's probably like fully shutting down. But then it.
So how to get to Lea Michele? I don't
yeah, I'm well, I'm getting there. It was announced that Beanie would be leaving early, which is rare. And then she announced. She was supposed to leave like a few months early, and then it was announced that she was leaving even earlier, which is crazy. And then Lea Michele was recast.
Nice. So,
and the
all
the
is feeling, well?
No, I think the feelings are mixed because it's like, oh, like people bullied Beanie out of the role. And also like, why are we giving Lea Michele?
Well, if you're not a good fit, you're not a good fit. Don't get your feelings hurt.
You're so, it's not like, not everything is that black and white.
Why?
People
why?
Can get their feelings hurt.
Okay, well then that's just.
You know, like she was basically bullied out of the role. Like it sucks. But yeah, I feel bad for Beanie. And then, but like at the end of the day, like I'm separating the art from the artist in terms of Lea Michele, because like her voice, you can't really beat.
Oh,
and
good.
So I will be seeing Funny Girl with Lea Michele, probably. But that's that. I feel like a lot of people also just like don't know and are just like kind of guessing what happened behind the scenes with Beanie and stuff.
Yeah.
They don't know if she was like specifically
I think
fired or if she stepped away or
she probably whatever. Got butt hurt and she was like, I can do better stuff than this. Good for her.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
But I think Addison Rae should be the next Funny Girl.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trisha Paytas is also in the running.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's blow this bitch out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Let's really
make a
scene.
Do you want to go see Funny Girl with me?
No, it doesn't seem like something I would like.
No, it doesn't, does it?
No.
But
unless they did
anyway, Broadway.com, if you're seeing this, I would love to go. And
you have a good voice. You could do it.
Sit front row.
Do you know any of the songs from Funny Girl?
Yeah, Don't Rain on My Parade. You probably even know that one.
Don't rain on my parade.
Yes.
Hey, hey, hey. It's my parade.
Crazy. You know, you haven't even seen an episode of Glee, have you?
Mm-mm.
Wild. What were you doing in high school?
In high school, yeah. Drugs. No, I'm just kidding. I don't really know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I think I was probably just swimming.
Really?
Playing soccer.
In Texas?
Playing soccer, climbing.
Wow.
Actually, no, high school. I don't know. I worked on a ranch for a little
really?
Bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How did we get here, me and you?
Good question. You know, on the ranch, I was training. Or I was, what is it called?
I've never been to a ranch.
I'm so different now. It's so hard to keep up with all these lives I've lived. I was breaking horses, which means like they're not ready to be ridden. And then you basically.
You were riding them to break
ready.
Them in?
You know, you like, it was weird. I don't know.
Hit
you
them?
Beat the, no, I'm just kidding. No, you like train them, like get them comfortable.
You were training horses in high school?
Yeah. In between freshman and sophomore year.
Really?
Did I ever tell you I bought a pig?
No.
Yeah, on that.
Texas is crazy.
On that summer.
I've never been.
That summer that I was like trying to be ranch boy, I bought a pig because this guy next door at the ranch next door was like, I just had this litter of micro pigs. I was like, I'll take a micro pig.
Totally.
And I spent like the money I'd made at the ranch so far, bought this micro pig and brought it to my house and kept it.
Did your parents let you have the micro pig?
No. Remember, because I told you, did I ever tell you I had to write essays for all the animals that
yeah.
I got? Did I talk about that on here?
I think you did, and I think that's really a good idea on your parents' end.
I had to write all these essays for these. No, I think I talked about it maybe when Matt was here. I don't know.
Yeah, you definitely talked about it.
Maybe on theirs, though. I don't know. Anyways, I got this pig, and I didn't write the essay, so I just had this pig. And it's the smartest animal ever. It was so much smarter than my dog. And then... I forgot to watch the rehearsal, by the way. I'm sorry. I just saw that. Anyways, I had this pig, and then I had a falling out with the ranch that I worked on, and they were like, We want the pig back. I didn't do anything. My mom did something.
What'd you do?
I can't say on camera. It was nasty. Not on her part. It was just like a nasty falling out between myself and the ranch. And basically they were like, we want the pig. And my mom found out about it. I was like, you can't have the pig.
Your
and
mom then, was upset about it.
And
the
then
pig.
Naturally, both my parents were like, we kind of love this pig, Iggy the piggy.
Oh.
And we had this pig, and it got potty trained so fast. It was so smart. Got along with the dog really well. And
it
then,
was just roaming around your house?
Yeah, and it was cute. It was on little hooves. And then one of our neighbors, because we lived in like a golf course neighborhood, was like, that's livestock, and that's illegal to have in the neighborhood. So my parents were like, we got to get rid of it. And then when the ranch found out we had it, we're getting rid of it, they're like, we want it. And then my mom got it, and then when... got into it with him, and she was like, no, we want it now. Like a baby with a toy.
That neighbor is really...
really screwed us over.
Sucks.
So I have this other friend with a ranch down the road, and they're like, we can take it, and we'll just like have it be here. And I went and visited it 6 months later. My micro pig, which is not supposed to get more than 10 pounds, It was the size of a Volkswagen Jetta, and I'm not exaggerating at all. It had about 80,000 nipples, and it was the biggest. I was like, is that even a real? It looked like one of those, I don't even know how to describe it. It was a big hairy beast.
And that
I was
like, cracking me up that thinking thing is, about you keeping that and that just sleeping in your bed with you.
I was like, I can't wait to see my little
micro pig, my teacup pig.
My little Iggy. And I was like, ew, what the fuck is that? Is that even an animal? It just looked like a big hairy act. Like,
oh,
like
wait, that reminds me. I want to show you something on my phone.
Oh, and Iggy ended up being a girl, you know, because of the 80,000 nipples.
Oh, I assumed Iggy was a girl.
Oh, no.
But I'll send this to everyone so that we can put it on the screen. But I sent you this earlier. I don't think you saw it. What do you think about this kind of creature? Because earlier you had said a few episodes ago, you want like a new kind of animal, more animals that are just chill, like big kind of like Pokemons roaming around.
Yep.
So I wanted to run this by you. What do you think about this thing?
Well, okay. So what we're looking at right now, that is a Komodo dragon.
Look at its tongue. It's in Bangkok.
Yeah, we're looking at a Komodo dragon here.
Really? I've never seen anything like that.
I'm not seeing.
I looked in the comments. No one is giving me any details on what kind of creature it is.
You know what's funny is that like areas like this with lizards, like Florida, I'm sure someone.
That's the size of me, by the way, this lizard.
I'm more into like hairy animals, but I have had, excuse me, I have had snakes. I've had lizards. I've had frogs. I had frogs for 8 years.
This is a dinosaur, as far as I'm concerned.
That's a Komodo dragon. But people from Florida will attest, gremlins. What is it called?
Gremlins?
No, not that. Salvador. What's the lizard called?
Salamander?
No, it's like a gecko.
Gecko. Iguana?
Iguana.
There you go.
Whoa, Salvador. Why did I say Salvador?
El Salvador, iguana. I was close.
Iguanas will go everywhere, and they're like rats. They have like.
But they're smaller. This thing is the size of me.
Oh yeah, iguanas can get.
I'm still trying to figure out what this is.
Pretty big, actually, and they swim.
People are saying it's a dinosaur.
They swim like Michael Phelps in Florida. No, that's a Komodo dragon, Brooke. I'm telling you, look up Komodo dragon on your phone. You're looking at all those comments, and they're all in
monitor lizard. It's a monitor.
Yeah,
lizard.
But a monitor lizard. Komodo dragon. It's that.
That is. No.
Have you never seen a Komodo
never
dragon?
Never in my life.
Whoa.
I thought they were a myth.
Nah. These things eat like giant pieces of actual meat. Like,
do they eat people? Because that was just roaming around in the street.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is from Hey Jesse, Mrs. Kipling.
Who's that?
Hey Jesse?
Hey Jesse.
It's this. Mrs. Kipling.
No,
Mr. Kipling.
I feel like that was past my
time. Was on Hey Jesse.
Time.
If I know about it, it's Debbie Ryan.
Yeah, I never watched that. I feel like I was a little old.
Huh. They lay eggs.
That's wild. Speaking of laying eggs, you think you have a tumor? Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I went to urgent care yesterday or Monday. Because I was like, I have this headache. I never really have anything wrong enough with me where unless I'm hungover, that no. I'm like, I need to be in the hospital.
I get really worried about you when you say something's wrong because you don't. Like, say that a lot.
I know. Remember that one time?
Oh, my God. One time, Connor had a stomach ache, and, like, he never complains about his stomach, and we were at the Grove, which was just, like, an outdoor, like, shopping area, and was laying down on the ground, and
said,
it was so scary, and
I said,
Brooke, take him to the hospital.
I have to stop and lay down right here. Like, I actually can't stand up.
That was so scary.
And there was people walking by.
He had just eaten too many carrots.
It's the carrots thing. It's happened twice.
Yeah, that was really scary.
I was like, Brooke, I ate too many carrots. Because with carrots and like a bag of spinach, I will sit there and eat.
Right.
Because I'm like, it's not chips. I can just eat as much of this as I want.
Right.
Carrots.
You can't, as
guys,
it turns
just
out.
Just be warned. It's not even like a shit your pants thing. It's like my body's.
Appendicitis.
My body's turning inside out.
Yeah.
Like my stomach.
I thought it was appendicitis.
Yeah, I thought it was something bad was going
to
happen.
That
Anyways,
was the closest I've ever been to taking someone to the hospital.
I was drenched in sweat, like
really
shaking.
Scary.
Like I couldn't keep my eyes open. Mm-hmm. Anyways, then I just got better.
Yeah.
And then I did shit my pants.
Yeah.
So Monday I went to urgent care because I was like, I have a tumor for a fact because I had a headache. I could feel my pulse in like my temples and behind my eyes and in my where my neck meets the back of my head.
Yeah.
And I go into urgent care and I'm like, you guys, I have to skip the line because I'm a creator.
Uh-huh. The creator sent me here directly.
TikTok sent me here. I'm going to do a partnership with you checking out my head. And hashtag
UC partnership, hashtag urgent care partner.
I had to take my blood. I was like, you got to run tests. I need to get a scan. Mm-hmm. I need a CAT scan. I need a PET scan. Mm-hmm. I need a dog scan. Mm-hmm. I need a Komodo dragon. Mm-hmm. I needed all the scans. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, actually, you have a tension headache.
How would they know that, though?
Because I described it exactly. And they were like, that we get people like you in here all the time, especially probably because it's L.A., and it's like, if it's behind your eyes and on your neck, think about what you're doing. Your phone is right here and you're looking at it. Okay. It actually hurts my head right now looking at my hand. And it's because I downloaded Candy Crush last mm-hmm. week.
Oh, that'll do it. Candy Crush relapses are really tough.
I had to delete it from my mm-hmm. phone. How
I'm still relapsing.
How freaking disgusting is that? That like I downloaded a game and then had to go to the hospital. It's a game about candy. You know what? I shouldn't trivialize it because there's a lot of...
No. Candy. It's a lifestyle.
Like, my hand is like this thing about getting on there and really...
It's crack.
Oh my God. And once you really get into it, it's better than Sudoku.
I close my eyes and I see those candies bursting when I go to sleep at night.
You know what? Candies, I cannot stand the bombs.
Where when they 5, 6, 5, 4, 3...
Bomb went off. It's like, okay, well...
Yeah. I mean, there nothing in the world beats crossing one of those gobstoppers with another gobstopper.
Yes! Super Candy
there's
Crush.
No, like, it's euphoric.
Oh, I'm sweating just talking about it.
I know, we can...
Anyways, yeah, they sent me home, and they tried to give me a prescription for Tylenol. I was like, no, I can go to CVS, thank you so much.
And then you just spent the rest of the day on your phone.
Yeah, and then I posted 6 times. Yeah. So I went to urgent care today. Yeah, I have a disease. And when I was... You know, so I told you I don't have cold water at my apartment. And I was like kind of justifying. I've been justifying
hot water.
It. Hot water. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I don't have hot water. And I think what saved me from finding out where my landlord lived and killing him and his family in cold blood was seeing these Drew Barrymore videos.
Oh, those are really funny.
And Drew Barrymore is just like,
I love that woman. Speaking of rebranding and only being positive, I
look at her in
such
the
happiness.
Look at her in the rain. First of all, I don't even recognize her.
She's, I know.
Okay, so
I love her.
It's awesome. It is euphoric. Like, that's awesome. But I want to really talk about, break this down. Does she live in a castle?
Probably.
It looks like she's in a castle in Scotland, which I would also be kind of screaming and standing in my
right.
in my garden next to my archway doors. It's crazy that you can be an ET.
Where does she live? Because that looks like East Coasty.
It looks like Rhode Island or something.
Yeah. That looks like a Harvard dorm.
Yeah. Which is crazy. You can
probably
be,
where she is.
Yeah. You could be in E.T., you could be in Charlie's Angels, and then you can be in 50 First Dates, and then all of a sudden you have a castle.
Yeah.
Anything else I missed?
No, I think that was pretty much the trajectory that she's on. And of course, the Drew Barrymore show.
That seems such an insane reality. I've never seen a clip. The Kelly Clarkson show and the Drew Barrymore show are so random to me.
Well, so is this. We're and Connor make a podcast. It's the same vibe.
Yeah.
We are another font of the Drew Barrymore show.
Yeah. Do you think you could beat Drew Barrymore in a fight? Like, hand
no, I wouldn't
hand?
Want. I'm nonviolent.
No, but.
No.
Okay, well, then, maybe like a staring contest?
Could I beat her in a staring contest?
I don't think you can. She doesn't seem like.
I'm actually very good at.
She doesn't seem like she blinks.
At not blinking and holding my breath, which we know.
I think that maybe she's on shrooms in all her videos.
I think she's just, again, I can speak from personal experience of rebranding to positivity. She's just channeling
always,
that
she's always been like that.
No, she had a full rebrand. I mean, she had the most insane childhood of drugs and
drugs,
rehab
yeah.
and wild.
Well, shrooms are natural. People do shrooms.
No, she was on a lot more than shrooms.
She went to rehab at 12.
She started drinking at 7 or something like that.
Bad
like, heavily, ass. Heavily. And then just like... Had a rough go at it. So
speaking of 7 years old, I wanted to do this quick thing really quick.
Oh yeah, you have wanted to do
I
that.
I have wanted to do this for a couple episodes because I always think this is where my brain is at basically all times. Baby names that are just like objects.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you take a word that and then dissociate it with what it means and then put it on a baby, like a picture of a baby, it's a good baby name.
Right.
I think whatever you just did to your hair kind of made you
oh,
look
sorry.
Electrocuted a little bit.
Oh, God.
No offense.
Is it better?
It's kind of a cool look.
I just, well, I just showered. I I've been doing this thing where I shower to try to wake myself up before the podcast. And
you should come over to my cold shower.
I have really bad, like, naturally air dried hair. So I because it's like so flat. So I always feel like doing this will make it better, but it always makes it a lot worse.
Well, I think after showering your hair, my hair too, it like just gets like feathery.
Yeah, it's just like flat and bad.
I wish I had feathers instead of hair. Okay, so baby name. So I wrote some down that I think are, so sorry.
No worries. I wrote some down at your suggestion
I have some here. Do you want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't believe my last thing in my notes is I want to hit my landlord with an axe.
I'm really nervous you're going to get a restraining order, by the way.
I hope so. I move out next month. I want to see if he's going to, if he's going to text me and be like, hey, are you interested in renewing? So I can be like, well, I'm really tempted based on the 4.5 months of construction and over 1 month of cold water showers.
Totally.
Okay, so my first one is sashimi. I think sashimi is a cute name for a little girl. And that's where I
think nigiri would be cute as well.
Nigiri is cool. Sashimi and nigiri.
Nigiri is actually the name of Voldemort's snake.
You're right.
No, that's not right.
I was going to just say
Nagini.
Okay.
I prefer nigiri.
I do too. I think nigiri and sashimi, like going out on the town together, like that'd be like one
cute.
Of. Yeah.
Like
just
twins.
Cute.
Like, yeah, backpacks. Do you know Scout and Violet?
Yeah. Violet and Scout.
Violet and Scout, Scotch and Vodka. Similar. I'm going to name my twins something with an S and an N so I can call them sashimi and nigiri.
Cute. Okay, you're up.
Sardine? Burger girl?
Yeah. Yeah, I really like that.
I think it's cute.
That's really cute.
Thank you.
Smelly.
But cute.
That's like us. My next one is Be Real, but pronounced quickly. Be Real.
Well, that's in my list of my actual baby names is B for a girl.
Oh, that's
B-E-A.
Cute. Yeah, yeah.
B. So that's perfect.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cute. What's yours?
For a boy,
yeah.
Jameson Whiskey.
Cool.
Yeah.
J-Dub. Yeah.
Very cute.
That's cute.
J-W.
Unisex. Duvet.
Love the unisex specification.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like stubborn, but soft.
Yeah. I don't have any more, but I am looking at my Cliff Bar thinking, Cliff Bar can't hurt.
Cliff.
For a guy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Cliff Bar.
Full circle. Credenza. For a girl.
Oh, that's really sweet. Yeah. Yeah.
This one, Samuel L. Jackson. For a girl.
For a girl. Well, I love traditional boys' names for girls. So Sam, Drew.
That's
something
all one,
like
all
that.
One word though. Samuel L. Jackson. You say
his first name.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Keurig.
I don't like that one.
Keurig.
I don't like
Keurig.
That one. Because I can't. I really don't know how to say that word in general.
Keurig.
That's just
Keurig.
One of those words.
Okay. Well, that's as far as I got.
I think those are great.
I think Bear is a cute little boy name.
I love that show too. By the way.
What? Oh,
the Bear.
The Bear. I know. We talked about that last week.
I know. It is really good. But I agree. I spend all of my time on. My phone.
You know what I
need to rewatch it.
You know what I was kind of thinking about?
Huh.
I started over watching it. I was still on my phone the whole time. Imagine
what is it about that show.
Walking to that restaurant.
I want to start calling you chef, by the way.
And going to order. It'd be like being at a Waffle House. Get the fuck you, chef. No, fuck you. You'd be like, I will just take whatever you have. I'd be so scared to order.
That's a really good niche POV to make on TikTok, like ordering at that restaurant. And you're just like, I'll have any in the back. You just hear like, fuck you, chef. Just like over and over again.
It would literally just be like, I could just go to a Waffle House right now and film there. And be like, I'm at the Bear.
Yeah.
You ever been to Waffle House?
No. Is that a Texas thing?
Nope. It's everywhere.
I've been to IHOP.
It's known for just chaos.
Waffles and chaos.
Yeah, maybe they have waffles. Hey, how are you doing? That's Waffle House. It's like a diner.
Oh, I love diners.
Oh, wait, can you play this Vine? Have you not seen this Vine?
Uh-uh. It's unavailable. It's inappropriate.
Oh my gosh, my nipple's out. There.
Can I get a waffle? Can I please get a waffle?
It's like insane. And that's
that
like,
is very
that's commonplace.
Bear.
So my nipple was just out.
Oh, that's fine.
And it reminds me of that one time when I was wearing those button-up flies. Which like the guy that invented or person that invented the button up zipper
jail
needs to go to deep jail.
Totally.
So I was at church one time in high school.
Oh yeah, you've
not wearing underwear.
Felt a breeze.
Felt a breeze. Can't go 50 feet within a near a school. My dick was out in church in the place of God.
It's just like, you have two choices: wear underwear or
dick out in church.
And you have to accept dick out in church. You're not gonna wear underwear.
It's just a damn shame that that's the.
Speaking of TV shows, I'm mad at you for not watching the rehearsal.
Well, we can't. I don't want to talk about it because I want to actually watch a little bit.
Do you know what it's about, though?
No.
Can I just tell you what it's about?
Yeah, yeah.
And just in a plea that everybody else will go watch The Rehearsal. It's Nathan Fielder's new show. He's like so scary how brilliant he is when you really think about it. But
I think him and Bo Burnham are two of like the smartest people.
Yeah, show I mean, was. I'm not a huge Bo Burnham fan.
I'm not either, but he's smart.
I'm sure he's.
You can't deny he's smart.
No, I'm not. It's not that I'm not a fan. It's just like something about, I love musicals and I love comedy, but the two of them together just like don't sit right.
For shame.
Yeah. No, really?
Yeah.
But you don't
comedy
love musicals.
Comedy Jam Night?
Oh my
Bullet through
God.
My head.
That was
that
really
ever
horrible.
Again.
Me and Connor went to the Comedy Store once and we accidentally went on a Comedy Jam Night.
And they all had to sing their whole set.
But The Rehearsal, basically he finds these people, I would assume on Craigslist again, like Nathan For You, who have something that they're avoiding, and then he provides them with a space to rehearse in the exact circumstances that the actual event would happen. They rehearse over and over and over again what they're avoiding until they're finally ready to do it.
He's
for real.
He's so good at concepts.
It's un.
Wait, is this a show or is
it's
this
a show? It's like it's Nathan For You vibes.
I keep seeing this picture of him with his laptop strapped to his chest like a baby Bjorn.
Yeah, and it's like so erotic, that image.
I don't have that so much.
Oh, I do. Like,
I've always thought, like, I really do like him. I think he's really smart, but I would never want to be one-on-one in a room with
I
Fielder.
Have to, or I'll die. I really feel that
I
way.
I would be so...
I think he's going to see my sweater.
Yeah, it's going pretty viral on Twitter.
I know. I think... This is my sweater, by the way. It says Nathan For Me, which is a play on, you know, Nathan For You. Not an original phrase, but I think it's original to make it a sweater. But I don't want him to see it because... I was saying earlier, I don't know if it was filming while you were in the bathroom, but I think the first time I want him to see me is not with posing with my cardboard cutout of Nathan. That, yeah, I don't want him to see me
18,000 likes.
This is what I was saying. It has a lot of likes because this Nathan fan account retweeted it and I have a lot of followers and Nathan follows it. So there's a pretty serious chance.
He seems like he gets on Twitter.
No, I don't think he spends a lot of time on social media. I love him so much.
That's pretty awesome, bro. Mm-hmm. Congrats.
Thanks.
Can we do an email?
Yeah.
Didn't you say you put an email in there?
Yeah, I did put an email in there. Because I realized I have access on my computer, just not my phone. This was really funny.
I would ask one more time, just a quick flag. Some of the emails are super long and they're really funny, but like we can't do them on the show because they're too long.
And just like from an attention span point.
I only get halfway through, but I'm like, this seems really good. But if we could just like...
Short and sweet.
Yeah, shorten them up. Even sometimes when Brooke's talking, I'm like, okay, what about Funny Girl? What happened? Just tell me the, you know what I mean?
That's really nice.
You should do that to me sometimes because I talk and talk and talk.
You think I don't know that? That's why I need my knitting here. That's why I need a stand so I can knit while you talk.
No, because when you knit, then your brain's on your knitting and then it's...
No, it's not. I'm an incredible multitasker.
I'm not.
No, I'm not either.
If I'm texting, I have to stop walking.
I know.
But I can't hear anyone when I'm texting.
I know. It is frustrating. Because I talk to you while you're texting and it's like dead to the world.
I'm talking and then, I mean, same with reading. I read a book and I have to reread the same page.
That's fair. That's
times.
More fair. But we got this email that was really, really funny and we can pull it up and it was a PowerPoint presentation that someone had made.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, they made this PowerPoint presentation because they Googled our net worths and here are the findings.
Whoa,
so
they made a PowerPoint.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, this is going to be a very visual episode. I encourage you, if you're listening on audio, to go. If you're working from home, pop it on the TV. And now we're at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So never mind. But
I Googled Brooke and Connor's net worth and all I got was lousy info. That's the opening slide. Great opening slide. Love the colors. What is that picture of me? By the way, that's fine. Okay, Lady Efron net worth. Lady Efron's estimated net worth, salary, income, cars, lifestyles, and much more details has been updated below. Let's check how rich Lady Efron is in 2021. Estimated net worth in 2021 is going to be about $1 million to $5 million approximately.
Right.
Previous year's net worth, $100,000 to $1 million. I will just let you know I made $20,000 that year. and thought I was
pre-tax.
Pre-tax. That's how much I made as a teacher, by the way.
You made
22. Sorry, 22,000.
So you paid for rent and
that's
food.
That was
like,
it.
There's, yeah, that's how I was.
Which like so that's not right. Neither is the first one, by the way. And annual salary is under review at this time. Primary income source is TikTok star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Profession.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Physical appearance. This is
so
my physical
they did a slide on physical appearance.
Okay. I can read that to you.
Yeah.
She is young, excellent, and hot.
Good. Well, good.
Nothing is.
No, I just like the adjective.
Why are you laughing?
She's excellent. Young is capitalized.
And hot.
Well, and hot. Yeah. That's why I didn't even talk about that one.
She's a slim figure. She's immensely well known among youth. She resembles a doll. She's. Why is that funny? Why is that funny? She's roughly 5 foot inches, 5'0" tall and weighs around 50 kilograms. How much is 50 kilograms, by the way, in pounds?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll Google it.
Excuse me.
It's roughly 110.
Roughly 110. Yes, I am 50 kilograms, by the way. That's going to be my Instagram bio. She is a slim build. She has earthly colored eyes and earthly colored hair. That's true. She's excellent big eyes, which look exceptionally engaging, and long satiny hair. She has an exceptionally alluring character. What would you say about that? Why are you laughing?
She resembles a doll.
Why is that funny?
She has excellent big eyes, which are exceptionally engaging with her long.
This is not raising any flags for me.
This is me trying to get my word count in on an essay in school. Just exceptionally alluring.
Right. I appreciate it.
Really big on word of the day here.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool.
This all feels right.
Yeah.
To me, especially the 50 kilogram part. So, footnotes. Do you mind if I go into
the footnotes? No, please. Dig into the footnotes.
She's very famous for her displaying recordings and photographs on Instagram. She loves to make TikTok recordings. Look at her presentation. She loves to make IGTV recordings. Look at her exhibition. She loves to make real recordings. And again, look at her exhibition. She's a fitness and fashion enthusiast. Her Instagram is brimming with selfies. to the brim.
What the fuck?
Okay, are you ready for
I'm glad they added in the footnotes.
The photos are beyond.
So my font is in Comic Sans with one graphic of a lightning bolt. And quick facts about Connor Wood, net worth $50,000 to $100,000.
I wonder why mine's so much more than yours.
Because of your exceptionally alluring character, probably.
And doll-like features.
Big eyes. TikTok has taken the world by storm, and Connor Wood TikTok has swept across the globe. Connor, spelled K-O-N-O-R, was a rising viral star.
Past.
And his reputation rose to 611.3K. TikTok star last Connor plays videos to show his creativity, humor, and personality. Not surprisingly, Connor, spelled C-O-N-N-E-R, made viral videos in turn.
There's three times that your name has appeared in this paragraph. All three are spelled differently.
Yeah, I hate that smile because you know who took that smile from me. Connor Wood, how tall, weight, and body measurement? Connor Wood stands at a well height with good body measurements and also has a fair body weight to match height. Totally. Connor Wood education. Connor Wood completed their high school education with good grades in the university. Both me and Nathan Fielder have that in common.
I was just thinking about him. That's so random.
Connor Wood relationship in all caps. Now, at this moment, Connor Wood relationship between them remains strong and there are no signs of complications or problems. They also have a mutual love and affection for each other. It's talking about me and my other personality.
Yes.
This is great. References.
Yes. This is a great presentation.
Great presentation. Really well written. Giving you an A-.
Do you know if you Google Brooke Averick boyfriend? Remember Devin and Tati? Mm-hmm. Like, Devin is my boyfriend, apparently, according to Google.
A long time ago, I saw that because you guys followed each other.
I follow a lot of, I don't know why.
There's a long time, right when we started, when, you get a blue check person that followed you and you're like, oh, and now I'm like, what in the freaking crap was I thinking?
Right.
Following this person.
Right. Totally. Hair.
And the thing again. Well, good. Thanks for doing the presentation.
Yeah, I really loved that. Feel free to send us. I think me and you, should make presentations one day. I'm not saying it has to be next week, but just something that we're really passionate about. Or is that too visual, do you think?
Well, maybe we could do that as a bonus episode, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So smart.
Sound off for bonus episodes if you guys want them.
Well, we don't have them yet, so there's nowhere to sign up.
I just want to hear, like, what could be our bonus? We said we could do a high episode, like, once a week to do our thing. We could do a presentation. We could do a cooking thing. We could do so many things. We could play soccer, and we could do stack cup. Totally. We could beer pong. We could just go to a car wash and wash cars in thong bathing suits and shake it.
Cool.
I want to quickly give a shout out to one of my favorite bars in college that has just been taken over. It's our last bar that's in our campus area that just got bought by a high-rise apartment building.
I'm so sorry. It
is now closing down. Cain and Abel's, you have my heart. Any Longhorns listening, I'm so sorry for your loss.
You should get a tattoo for them.
So depressing. And that's it.
Sorry.
Yeah. Here for it's you. Okay. But in the spirit of Drew Barrymore, positivity. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else can feel the rain on your skin. And with that,
we leave you.
We bid you adieu for all of our French listeners. Adieu.
Feel free to send us any of your presentations to dearbnc@gmail.com.
You're really opening up a can of worms with the presentation.
I like them, so okay. I'm happy to open that can of worms.
All right. Love you guys.